This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we're asking you about productivity. After working from home, what has been your most productive time of day? There's still a few minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We're going to do a quick story about watching football on your messaging app right now. So the Premier League will now stream its matches on Tencent's platforms for the remainder of the 2020-2021 season after its TV rights contract in China was terminated 2 years early. So supporters of the league in China will now be able to watch all 372 remaining Premier League matches live and follow the latest updates and news on Tencent's digital platforms, which include WeChat, QQ.com, Tencent Video, Penguin Live. There's also the Tencent News app, the Tencent Sports app, and Kan Dian. So why did the Premier League turn to Tencent? Well, last year, PPTV had signed a three-year deal with the English Premier League worth a staggering $700 million, 50% of which was paid up front. But following disruptions to the Premier League's scheduling due to COVID-19, PPTV delayed paying its next installment of the fees and attempted to unsuccessfully renegotiate the broadcasting deal. And so after, I think, a six-day standoff. So for the first 6 days of this new season, football fans in China had no official channels that they could watch the game. Like, shock horror, right? I know you're laughing, Frida, but then I, you know, like for me, like if you could not, like you... You know what it's like, you know, for a new season. The old season is over, took forever to finish, you know, the 2019-2020 season. But then the new season starts and you can't watch the first few games. It can be very frustrating for fans. Many of them turn to pirated broadcasts. But the deal with Tencent, I guess, came as a surprise to many of the Premier League fans in China, because there had been rumors in recent weeks that Alibaba or even video platform Youku and Douyin, which is TikTok in China, right, that they might get the rights to air these matches. So the reception to the news has been positive overall. You know, Tencent is widely considered to be a top platform for sports content in China. They hold the broadcasting rights for the NBA. So I guess it's just like they're trying to reach out to sports fans right now. And so under this agreement, Tencent will make more than half of all matches available for free to Premier League fans in China. However, the remaining fixtures are available on Tencent's sports membership service, which means that they would, I guess, for some maybe big matches, they would be blocked by a paywall. And this could get a little expensive, because people might need a grab bag of digital subscriptions or pay-per-view options to follow maybe their clubs. And those who want to watch as many matches as they can, you know, if you're just someone who loves football and want to watch as many matches as you can, the cost is likely to be even higher. So they're most probably going to turn to piracy. And piracy is a big deal when it comes to football.
Because, you know, that's why with piracy, the footballers won't be paid so much anymore.
Yes, you got the...
Which I think is justified. But anyway, this is an Audrey Raj story, as you can obviously tell, about football.
Yeah, so I mean, like with COVID-19 and the fact that strict social distancing rules in pubs have been created, right? There's been a piracy boom. Fans are turning to illegal streams to watch the new season. And I guess, you know, like you can go... all you have to do is just search for the match that you want to watch, and you will find multiple streaming sites. And I think like the Premier League has tried to crack down on its own intellectual property. They want to protect their intellectual property, but it's like playing that game, you know, whack-a-mole. Like you close one, you shut one down, and then the other one will come up. You know, shut another one down. I think there was one day where they shut down like 300 links, pirated links to the streaming sites, right? And you know, another one will just keep propping up. You know, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But for me, the prospect of being able to just pick up my phone and like go on, just say like WhatsApp and watch your match. You know, I can watch it anywhere. I mean, like for me, that's great. And for half of these matches to be free is also such a, I guess for me, this is a it's kind of good news for me. Right. I know this is happening in China and not here, but you know, I'm just saying this is good news, and maybe this is a, well, a glimpse of things to come. So right. I'm happy about this. But you know, you can tell us what you think. But also, get in touch with us and tell us about. I mean, for those who have gotten in touch with us to tell us about how productive you've been throughout the day, let's hear from you.
From Maggie here, Maggie Bass. Not sure when I'm more or most productive at work because I was working in the office right through the MCO period. But I remember that my school grades tend to fare badly when I attended school in the afternoon as compared to the morning session. So currently I'm going through the night owl stage and I don't seem to feel sleepy. I still find that I'm less enthusiastic to start the day if I slept in and woken up around 11 a.m. during my chutty days. Yeah, that's it. I just feel like the day is gone.
Right. Let's take also a look at the results of
the
our poll.
The final poll results at 59.7%. Let's call it 60%.
Morning.
Morning people, followed by night people, 17.3%, and 10.5% for evening and 12.6% in the afternoon.
Right. And looking at Instagram, we have morning people, Sui Tan, Mr. Sarku, we've got Prasad, who's also morning, and then we've got Jay and Prinath and Morris Chang, who says night. And it's actually it's a good mix. Bailey says morning, Vicky says morning, Gwen says morning and night only, nothing in between. Trish says morning and early afternoon before lunch. So maybe Trish is pretty much how the study reflected. And we've got one here from Stephen who says, night after working hours because of the guilt that I have been procrastinating during the daytime. I guess that's a bit personal, but thank you so much for all your feedback, for all your comments and your messages. Of course, that was our top story about productivity according to science. And then we moved on to?
We moved on to a story about drones and how it's helping with deliveries for a grocery store called Walmart. Grocery store. And also out medication out in Ireland.
Yes, and finally the story about watching the Premier League on WeChat or your messaging app. If you missed out on any part of the show, the podcast for the show will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, or anywhere else you enjoy your podcasts. Frida Liu and I, myself, Audrey Raj, will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. But till then, here's Lady Ray with Guilty. Thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.